It's encouraging when somebody gets baptized, when their family and their friends, they come and they observe the baptizing, they encourage that person that's getting baptized. That means a lot. And so it means a lot to me that you're here. And I want to start out and read a passage of scripture, and then I'll turn over to the choir and have them sing a song to get us started. And then I'll get back up and I'll say a few more things about baptism. And when I get back up the second time, I'll ask those that are going to be baptized to come and get ready and explain it a little farther. And I want to say this, family and friends that are here especially to view the baptizing, when we ask those that are getting baptized to go and get ready, and I'll go get ready also, we want to invite you to come and sit in the front. Now, we don't demand that you come up here, but if you'd like to come, there's plenty of room for you, and we want you to see the baptizing from a front row seat if you want to do that. And so where I'd like to read this morning is about when Jesus got baptized. This is in the book of Matthew, chapter 3, and verse 13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John. That was John the Baptist, of course, to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer, which means allow, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went straightway up out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. Jesus was already the Son of God, had no sin about him. Why did he get baptized? He gave us a pattern to follow. If we're going to follow Jesus, this is one of the steps that God gives right after we get saved. We need to get baptized and join the church and follow Jesus. And so I appreciate people that get baptized that have been saved. Of course, you've got to get saved in order to qualify for baptizing. I appreciate people that follow Jesus in baptizing. If you'll stand with me for just a moment, we'll open with a word of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to be here today. Thank you for Sunday school, God. Lord, we thank you for each one that's here, and we thank you that we're going to have a baptizing today. God, we pray that you just bless us and help us with this. God, we just thank you. Thank you, God, for Jesus that died on the cross, that we could have salvation. He died. He rose again. He's alive. And God, because he lives, we can live also. And God, we praise you today, and we ask you to bless this service in Jesus' name, and amen. You may be seated. We turn over to the choir.
Page 134. Satan, led my soul astray.
Amen. I appreciate that good song. I want to share another scripture with you. It's in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. I'm not going to read it, but just to make a point. God sent Philip down into the desert, and he encountered a man down there. It was an Ethiopian eunuch. And he preached the gospel to him. He used a scripture out of the book of Isaiah. Actually, the Ethiopian was reading that and asked Philip what it meant. Philip preached the gospel to him. And as they came to water, the Ethiopian said, "Here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip said this, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Thank the Lord." And so he went down into the water and baptized. The point I wanted to make, baptism is really believer's baptism. When you believe with all your heart, when you get saved, baptism, true baptism, is when you get saved and then you get baptized. And when you get baptized in water, it's an outward testimony, an outward showing, comparing what God has done down in your soul. Because when you get saved, God baptizes you with the Holy Ghost and cleanses your soul with the blood of Jesus. And so you're baptized through the Holy Spirit, through the blood of Jesus on the inside. So water baptism is just a picture of that. And so in just a moment, we'll turn back over to the choir. I'm going to go over here, and I think there's one young man getting baptized today. The men will go over here, and I think there's one young lady getting baptized, and the young ladies go over here. And so, and again, family and friends, feel free to come to the front. There's room here for you. And so we'll get ready, and then we'll get the baptizing underway. And so, church, just pray and pray and pray. Go ahead.
hand side. Page 40. Page 40 is where.
Thank God for them. Thank God that they got saved, and thank God that they're willing to follow Jesus in baptism. Praise the Lord, and pray while we do this. In obedience to the command of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and upon a profession of her faith in Him, we baptize this our sister in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Again, thank God for these that are getting baptized. I appreciate this young lady and this young man. I thank God for both of them. And we got others, and I thank God for them. And I want you to just keep praying and mind the Lord. And think about this morning. Consider in your own life, am I saved? Have I been born again? And if I have been born again, have I been baptized? And if I have been baptized, am I following Jesus? Think about all that. This is a testimony to that. In obedience to the command of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, upon a profession of His faith in Him, we baptize this our brother in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Thank you.
Yeah.
Page 180.
Oh,
once again, we'll say thank the Lord for those baptisms. Thank the Lord for the ones that were baptized. Thank the Lord for those good songs. We're going to ask those that were baptized to come stand over here in the middle with us. If their family would like to stand with them, they're welcome to. And we'll wait just a little bit before we sing. Family and friends, and now again, this is not a demand at all, but if you'd like to come and be the first ones to shake hands with them and hug their necks, just come on up. And we'll give you the first chance. And so while y'all are coming, and since y'all are coming, and we'll just let everybody stand. Let's sing a song. Let's come around and shake hands and give them a hug and thank God for them.
I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing, how He made the lame to walk again, and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus,
Thank the Lord for these who were baptized and their family that stood with them. Y'all can go sit down if you want to. Thank you so much for just being so supportive. And just everybody else, just remain standing. It wants to. You don't have to stand back up if you sit down. But we're going to go to prayer here in a minute. Who has an unspoken prayer request? Amen. Who has a prayer request on your heart you'd like to share? Pray for this. Go ahead. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Help her pray. Remember that. Someone else. Okay. Remember that. Remember the surgery Thursday. Okay. Someone else. Amen. Good.
We still have to be cautious, but
good.
I'm glad that I have a church that I can call.
Amen.
That they're
full of friends. Amen. Thankful for that good report and that testimony. Someone else. Okay. Remember, case Brother Max tomorrow has a procedure done. Remember that in prayer. Someone else. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Pray for Danny's family, the Mike family.
Eric, I want to thank the church for all the prayers.
Amen. Appreciate that. And we sure thank God that he's answered them. Glad you're back today. Amen. Someone else. Amen. Please pray for conviction this morning. Let me make this prayer request. Just like Sean's already said, pray for conviction this morning. Pray for this service this morning. Also pray for service tonight. I was going to announce this later, but I feel like announcing it right now. So you can help me pray for it. We're going to have a guest tonight with us named Chase Lay. And so he's going to be with us tonight. I'm looking forward to that. Really pray and that God might just use him and bless him when he comes tonight. And you can pray for him this morning. He's up at Lakeside this morning with where Pastor Larry Head's at. So he's up there this morning. God willing, he'll be back here tonight. So remember that. Any others? Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
They're decorating yesterday and you can just build a spirit
building. Yeah.
I'm excited for these little kids as they come in tomorrow to see it. I'm more excited for them if they feel the spirit.
Amen.
That's all
the Lord. Amen. I appreciate that. In case you didn't hear that, Andrew was asking for prayer for Bible school starts tomorrow. And I've really got a burden for Bible school. As much as I've ever had for Bible school. And I'm looking forward to God using Bible school to reach some young people and help them. And, you know, sometimes we've had people get saved in Bible school, and I'd love that to happen. And if you're here this morning and you're not saved, I'd love for you to get saved this morning, and then you can share that in Bible school when it goes on this week. Whenever God calls you, don't put it off for anything. Today, now's the day of salvation. Anything else? If not, we ask Brother Carl to lead us in prayer.
Southern 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 Southern
Amen. Thank the Lord for the prayer, for the prayer requests. They touch my heart. I appreciate being able to feel the Lord this morning. I want you to continue to pray, please, and listen. Who'd feel like singing this morning? If you got a special on your heart, please come sing it. If God's give it to you to sing, please do that. Just obey the Lord. Anyone? Let's pray for them. Pray for these folks while they come.
I'm a child of the King.
Amen. Thank the Lord for the good singing. Thank the Lord for the young people and for the folks that work with the young people. We thank God for all of them. Anybody else have a song on your heart? pray for you.
We was sitting in Sunday school this morning. We got here late and went to the adult class on accident. And we was looking at the board. We seen it said Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. I'm thankful that there was a time that I was without form and I was in that void. I was a 9-year-old little boy, and the Lord brought me out of that.
Amen. Thank the Lord. That was good. I appreciate that. Somebody else got something on your heart. If not, I want you to be much in prayer. And when I start out, I want to start out in the book of 2 Kings and the 7th chapter. If you'd like to read with me, feel free to do that. And as I was studying and I was reading, I had two words that really came on my heart. One of them was hope, and the other one was victory. And so many times I talk to people that they express that they just don't have any hope, and they don't see any way they could have victory. It just, they judge themselves as unable to do that, not in reach of hope or victory. But I want to preach this morning. I want to use a text. Hope and victory are in reach. Let me say that again. Hope and victory are in reach. And you might say, well, preacher, you don't know me. You don't know my case. I don't, but God does. And I know God, and He's able. And here in the 7th chapter of the book of 2 Kings, down at verse 3, I'll read this and I'll go back and give a little bit of background as I go on. And 7 and 3, 2 Kings. And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one unto another, why sit we here until we die? That's enough reading right there. But going back earlier in the chapter, it tells that the Syrians had surrounded Samaria. And they just shut it down and it wasn't letting any food go in or out, and things had gotten so bad, people were starving to death, that even some of them had even resulted to cannibalism. And they were selling things like, it said a fourth part of a cab of dove's dung was sold for 5 pieces of silver. Just that sounds hard to imagine or comprehend that things were that bad. But before this took place here, Elisha, he came and prophesied in the gate. And it was close by where these four leprous men were at. And Elisha prophesied. He'd been talking to the Lord. And the Lord had told him, and he prophesied, about this time tomorrow, there'll be a measure of fine flour sold for a shekel and 2 measures of barley for a shekel. Some of the people didn't believe it. They said, if God would open up the windows of heaven, how could these things be? So I want you to picture these leprous men. And leprosy was a very dreaded disease and very contagious. And the rules were, if you were leprous, you couldn't go into the city. You couldn't be around people. They were sitting at the gate at the entering end of the city. And these leprous men were starving to death. Besides, they had the leprosy about them. Well, they couldn't go into the city legally. But even if they'd gone in there, there was no food in there. It would have seemed like it was a hopeless case. And they reasoned with themselves. They said, why sit we here until we die? Let me say this. They seemed like they were in a hopeless, helpless position. But yet they had something they could do. I want to preach to you this morning. If you feel hopeless and helpless about your condition, especially spiritually this morning, I want to preach to you there's something you can do. When God comes by and when God moves, obey the Lord. You say, well, it just doesn't seem like that would help me. I just don't seem like I'm up to that. I'm telling you what, my victory and my hope is not dependent on what I'm up to today, but it's up to what Jesus has always been up to. He won the victory. He brought me hope. And Paul said, and Timothy, over in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 1, it's not exactly in these words, but Paul said to Timothy, our Savior Jesus Christ is our hope. I'm glad of that. But listen, what these men said, why sit we here until we die? We're lepers. We're starving to death. But listen, if we say we shall enter into the city, then the famine's in the city. This is reading on then. And we shall die there. And if we sit here still, we'll die also. But now, therefore, come, let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. I'm telling you what today, they reasoned it out. They said, we've just got one opportunity. We need to do that. Well, praise God. God was on the scene. He'd already told Elisha what he was going to do. And when these four leprous men went out toward the camp of the Syrians, God had prepared a great noise. They'd run away and left that camp. The Syrians had run away. When these four leprous men got there, they found a place. Food was all around. Riches was all around. They went in there. They were so astonished. They had their hope back. They had the victory. Not because they were strong enough to do it, and not because they were smart enough to do it, but because God had given them the victory. Now, when we go on down through here, it says the Syrians had arose and fled in the twilight. They left their tents. Well, you know what? These leprous men, they went around there and they ate and they gathered up some things. And then they got to reasoning about it. They said, we need to go tell the rest of the folks about this. We've gotten help. We've gotten deliverance. We need to go tell the rest of the folks. These men that thought they were without hope and thought that they were far from the victory, they not only had hope and victory in themselves, but they reached out to others. I want to preach to you today. If you're lost, you can get saved. You might feel like you just wouldn't fit in. I've talked to so many people, and they'd say, preacher, I felt like coming to the altar, but I was afraid I couldn't live that life. I was afraid I wouldn't fit in with the church. I'm telling you, none of us can fit in. I couldn't fit in. I've been pastoring here over 50 years, and in myself, I couldn't fit in. Well, how do you fit in then? It's Jesus that puts us in our place. It's Jesus that fits us where we need to be. And so I want to say to you, hope is in reach. Victory is in reach. And I've got another scripture. When I was first reading, I decided I'd go to one, I'd go to the other. I thought, I don't know which one of these I'm going to use. And God finally told me, said, you're going to use both of them. So I want to go over to the New Testament. I want to read to you about a man over here, a man called Peter, Simon Peter. I'll just maybe tell you about it. Maybe I won't read it, but if you want to read it later, it's in the 13th chapter of the book of Acts. Simon Peter, he was put in jail for following the Lord. And the Bible said they put four quaternions of soldiers there to guard him. Now, according to history, the Romans used a quaternion, and that just means four. Quaternion, quad, pretty easy to sound that out. A quad would be four. If they had a man that really needed guarding, they'd put a quaternion of soldiers on. That'd be four men. Well, when Simon Peter was put in jail, they put four quaternions on him. That was four times the normal thing that they would do to try to guard somebody. That wasn't enough. They chained him up in the jailhouse. He was in chains, and 16 soldiers guarding him. I'm telling you what, if you was in that spot, would you think my case is hopeless? Probably in natural thoughts we would think so. But I'm telling you what, listen what the Bible said down here. Behold, the angel of the Lord came to him, and a light shined in the prison. This is verse 7. And then he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off of him. And the angel said to him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. Well, he followed him. But down here in verse 9, it said, Simon Peter, he didn't know if this was real or not. He thought this might just be a vision. That really stood out to me when I was studying this. I'm telling you what, sometimes I talk to people. They say, well, I really felt like going to the altar, but I just didn't understand everything about it. Even Simon Peter, great man that he was, that had walked with Jesus and was serving the Lord, he didn't understand some about this. There was an angel here. He opened up the jailhouse. The chains had fallen off. But Simon Peter thought it was just a vision for a while. What did he do? He followed him anyway. And he found out it was the real thing. I'm telling you, if God speaks to your heart today, you need to follow the Lord.
God will let you know it's the real thing. Boy, I'm telling you what, you know what helped Simon Peter? There was a little church down the road that was gathered together praying for him. I'm telling you what, I'm glad that there's a church that's praying for us today. I'm glad for this church that's praying for me and praying for you. I couldn't preach without the Lord helping me through the power of the church. When I get up and I stand and I try to humble my heart and get myself out of the way, when a church begins to pray, I can feel it. And I'm telling you what, it takes the church to carry the gospel. Now, let me say this to you, whatever your case is, and I won't be but just a minute or two now, and we'll have a song. But listen, if you're lost without God today and you feel that need inside, God makes you aware that you need to be born again. If you feel like come to the altar, you need to come. Don't hesitate. We're not here to judge you or pick on you or anything. We're just here to pray for you and try to help you. If you're lost, you need to get saved. Victory is in reach. I think it's in the 15th chapter, maybe the 57th verse of the book of 1 Corinthians. The Bible said, and over there, Paul said, thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. It's through Jesus we get the victory. Let's all stand up. Let's get a song. If you're lost and need to come, please come. If you're here and you've been saved and you're not living for the Lord like you should, come and get in. We need you. You can have victory in your life. You can have hope in your life. If you're here today and you need to join this church, and maybe you say, well, I don't quite understand all about that. Well, if God's put it on your heart to join, obey the Lord. Just do what God says. Follow Him today. Whatever it is that you need to do, obey the Lord while we sing. Please come. Please come. Please come. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Let God have His way in your life. If any of you other preachers got something, you can come help me. You're welcome. Welcome to help. Obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. Think about it. Think about these people. They were in a bad spot. But God was big enough to get them out of that spot. He was big enough to give them hope and give them victory. And He can do that for you this morning. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Listen today, you can have it. God has it ready for you. But you have to desire it. You have to reach out for it. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. God won't force it on you, but He offers it. He said, here it is. Would you want it? Then come. Please come. Please come. Obey the Lord. We pause for just a minute, and I appreciate everybody's prayers and attention. So good this morning. I appreciate the Lord being here. I want to say this, and I mentioned this earlier, but I'll make it maybe more plain right now. If one of you other preachers got something that's on your heart you want to say, or extend the invitation, or help an invitation, or whatever you got, you feel free to do that. And we'll get maybe just one more verse, maybe one more verse. But if any of you's got anything, I think maybe Becky's got something here. Wait a minute. Pray for Becky. I appreciate Becky. Pray for her. Somebody needs to come. How do you know, preacher? I can feel it down inside.
Some people in this world think that life is just a game.
Yeah.
Before I knew my Savior's love, I often felt the same.
Amen.
There are winners and there are losers.
Please come.
Or so it seems to be.
Obey the Lord.
But anyone can win with God, because he'll set you free.
Amen.
To
yeah.
win,
yeah.
you must know him.
Yeah.
Oh, the Lord will make a difference in your life.
Help us, God.
To win,
yeah.
you must know
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
Oh, don't refuse, or you will lose.
Amen.
To know that you have Jesus,
yeah.
that's the most important thing.
Yeah. Please come.
To know that he has
if
saved your soul,
you,
that is everything.
You can come.
So come to Jesus now, my friend.
You can win.
And then you will see
yeah.
that only through amazing grace
yeah.
can we have the victory.
Amen.
To
Amen.
Win, you must know him.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Oh, the Lord will make
Please
a difference
come.
In your life. To win, you must know him. Oh, don't refuse, or you will lose. Please
Amen.
Don't refuse, or you will lose.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for that song. Amen. Boy, right on the dot. I appreciate that. Anybody else got anything on your heart? Well, again, we appreciate everybody's here. Thank God for you. Glad you've come. If you're visiting, we hope and we pray that you come back. We're so glad to have you and thank God for you. I want to welcome you just with all our heart. And please come back. And if you can, come back tonight at 6 o'clock. Like I said, we've got a visiting preacher coming. Fine preacher, fine man, Chase Lane. He's a preacher before and such a blessing. And he'll be here tonight at the 6 o'clock service, Lord willing. And so please come if you can. Any announcements before we come to a close? Okay. Well, just be seated for a minute, and we'll let them give the announcements.
All right. As you all know, this week's Bible school, and I'm going to try to read this right off the chart. This will give you a heads up for some of the nights about what they're wearing. They have theme nights. Monday is merry and bright, wear red and green. Tuesday is snow day, wear white. Wednesday is Whoville night, crazy hair. Thursday is Polar Express night, wear your PJs. Friday night is shine bright for Jesus, wear your bright colors and sparkles and all that. Please bring a towel and a change of clothes each night. And of course, this starts tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And this is, it goes to when? 8. And I was told to ask the folks that are willing to make some cookies, if you want to make some cookies and bring those, that would be awesome. And we don't need any more gift wrapping paper. We got plenty of that, and that was wonderful. I really appreciate it. Like Andrew said, we were out there last night, and we all did different things and decorating, and I was up doing something. I was on actually the second story, if you want to call it that, the mezzanine on the garage door. And I yelled out to Belle, I said, make me a big tag because it looks like a present. And it says, from God to you. And so that's what we want somebody to find out. You know, we want them to be able to, their eyes get open. You know, like Terry always says, we know it up here when we're little sometimes, but we find out, we get it in here, and that's what we want.
I have a couple for youth group, and I don't know if he said bring a change of clothes. Did he say that? Okay, well, I'm just going to emphasize that because I'm in charge of activities, and you need to bring a change of clothes. You're either going to be soapy or you're going to be wet, so you'll want that and a towel. So remember that, and I just wanted to announce that August's youth group is going to be on August 10th, and that's our regular youth group, and then on August 12th is when we're going to have our back-to-school pool party, and that's at the Wapak Pool from 6 to 8. That's not just for youth. That's for the whole church. Everybody's welcome. If you're a grandparent and you have grandkids, please invite them and bring them. Bring your friends. This is a whole church event. So that is on August 12th.
On Monday, July 28th, there's going to be the Lima Ladies Night Out. They're going to go to a concert at the Gospel Tent at the Auglaize County Fair. Meet at 4:45 p.m. at the Gospel Tent, and then they're going to enjoy the concert at 5 and then eat at the fair. And then just in case you needed another reminder, make sure you bring a change of clothes for VBS.
Amen. I think it will amaze you and thrill you. Lena said if anybody would like to just take out toward the fellowship hall and look in there, see what the folks have done that Barry was talking about and the decorations they've put up and the work they put in, I think it will amaze you and thrill you. That's a good idea. Take a look at that. Anything else? Once again, thank you for being here. Thank you for praying. Thank you for listening. Please come back tonight at 6 o'clock. If nothing else, we'll ask everybody seated to stand. I'm going to ask Brother Steve Hunsaker to pray dismissal. Amen.